In no political battleground state is the battle more heated than it is in Ohio. Both President Bush and Senator Kerry have been concentrating campaign efforts in Ohio, a state where the polls are close and the number of electoral votes is large. They've returned again and again and spent heavily to get out their core supporters on Election Day. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson was in Ohio this week, and she sent this report on why it's so important.
Ohio has a special status in presidential politics. It has 20 electoral votes. It's voted for the winner every time since 1960, and no Republican has ever won the White House without it. And this year, it's the mother of all battleground states. If you're an Ohio voter and you own a television set, you're getting barraged with something that sounds like this.
Too many of our children are dying.
Job losses.
Move On Pack is responsible for the content of
Swift Boat Veterans.
John Kerry and John Edwards will fight for Ohio families.
Good, high-paying jobs for the American citizens.
And I don't remember seeing
permanent tax relief.
$1 billion for Iraq.
I'm John Kerry, and I approve this message.
Ohio is a Republican-leaning state. There's not a single Democrat in statewide office. But Ohio's economy, particularly its manufacturing sector, has been battered. And Cleveland just earned the dubious distinction of having the highest poverty rate in the country. That makes Ohio voters receptive to the Democrats' populist message on jobs and health care. And it's why George W. Bush added this to his stump speech at a rally in Chillicothe last Friday.
I fully understand there are parts of your great state which are lagging behind the national recovery. But that doesn't mean we ought to go to lousy policies. That means we ought to continue the pro-growth policies that we put in place. We ought to continue to grow this economy so people can find work.
The economy is the number one issue in Ohio this year. And John Kerry, who was in Toledo just 3 days ago, talks about Ohio's troubles every time he visits.
If you think Ohio losing 230,000 jobs, if you think Ohio losing 170,000 manufacturing jobs, if you think Ohio losing 35,000 jobs just in this year alone,
both President Bush and Senator Kerry have been to Ohio dozens of times and will be back dozens more before Election Day. Herb Asher, a professor of political science at Ohio State University, says living in Ohio this fall is like living in New Hampshire during the primaries.
I have never, ever seen such sustained intensity in a presidential campaign in any state. We've sort of been in the October mode of a campaign, you know, that last-ditch final push. We've been in that mode really since April.
Operatives on both sides agree that grassroots efforts will decide the outcome here. Bob Bennett is the chairman of the Ohio Republican Party, and he's totally focused on getting out the vote.
This is a trench, grassroots, ground war that I've never seen anything like it in Ohio politics, and I've been involved for over 40 years on both sides. I mean, the Democrats are obviously, their base is very energized, as is the Republican base. We learned our lesson 4 years ago when everybody was predicting a big win for the president. We ended up winning by only 3.6% of the vote.
And that was after Al Gore gave up on Ohio, pulling all his advertising off the air a week before Election Day. Even so, says Bennett, the Republicans were out-organized by the Democrats. So the GOP has been working hard ever since to make sure it doesn't happen again.
I'm a volunteer calling on behalf of President Bush. May I speak with Rory?
Every night at the Bush-Cheney headquarters in Columbus, volunteers work the phones, trying to identify undecided voters and remind hardcore Republicans why they should get to the poll.
President Bush is committed to protecting the unborn, defending marriage, and preserving under God in the Pledge of Allegiance.
And the Republican Party is making a special push this year to get people to vote early if they can.
My name is Donna Holler, and I'm here making calls for, on behalf of President Bush, making sure that voters are registered and that they're receiving absentee ballots and getting their ballots filled back out and sent back in before the election.
Early voting by absentee ballot can help a candidate lock in his support. Other states have stricter rules, but in Ohio, anyone over 62 can vote absentee. The polls in Ohio show a slight uptick for the president since August, a change from what was a neck-and-neck race. But Professor Asher says a look inside the latest Gallup poll indicates, as is often the case, the bigger the turnout on Election Day, the better the Democrats will do.
I actually looked at the numbers from that poll and looked at the difference between the preferences of the registered voters and the likely voters and separated out the gap there. And it was about 150 people who were registered but were not deemed to be likely voters by Gallup. And among those 150 or so, their preferences were more than 2-1 for John Kerry. So that I think it says to the Democrats, you need to expand the actual voting universe.
Hey guys, we're going to get started.
Turning registered Democrats into actual voters is exactly what the Kerry campaign was trying to do in Perry County on Wednesday night. In a big red barn in the tiny town of Thornville, Laura Klayman tells a group of Democratic volunteers what they need to do.
And then on the weekends, go door to door and talk to them about why we personally are voting for Kerry. We're not doing any persuasion calls over the phone because that just doesn't work. People are tired. When they get home from work, they don't want to talk about politics on the phone. It just works so much better when you're going down the street or over three streets. So you could talk to basically your neighbors and say, you know, I'm one of you. I understand where you're coming from with your concerns. They're the same concerns that I have. And this is why I'm voting for Kerry based on that.
Thornville is east of Columbus and on the edge of Appalachia. It's a poor rural area where voters care desperately about jobs. That makes it fertile ground for Kerry. But they also care about guns and abortion, and that makes it harder for Democrats. In areas like this, retail efforts to reach voters one at a time count a lot more than the wholesale campaign on television, says J.B. Pirsch, who runs the Kerry campaign in Ohio.
It's about the idea that in a state as competitive as Ohio, in a state where you have so much on television and so much that's going on, it's about getting underneath that din and connecting on a neighbor-to-neighbor level. This is about the number of people that we talk to, and it's about the number of doors we knock on.
And that's why, even as President Bush and Senator Kerry continue to spend millions of dollars on television, the real battle for this battleground state is occurring on a much more personal level. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To learn more about the books and authors you hear on NPR programs, go to our website, npr.org, and click on Books. Find out about the music you hear on NPR and discover new music. Visit All Songs Considered, NPR's online music show at npr.org. This is NPR.